It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
Yes, it is the impossible question. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it for $303? 888-333-B101. Cindy, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, what do you think this is here? What's your guess to one member of the show? Only one of us has had this happen to them. Who and what is it?
I'm going to say Brett, and he was suspended from school.
Brett, and he was suspended from school. Brett, have you ever been suspended from school?
Does it count?
That's a yes.
All right.
Does it count if it's in school suspension?
Of
course. The word suspension in there? So you're the only one. Right, Laura, have you been suspended?
Of course not. I'm National Honor Society.
Yeah, and I believe...
You can do both.
That's great.
I believe Kathy was goody two-shoes as well.
Yeah,
we're learning about that. Well... Cindy, I was also suspended. Bad Bobby back in the day in school was also suspended. Yes.
I cannot believe either of you in your current
That's right.
Life.
That's why it's impossible.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's the impossible
boys, what
question.
What you going to do?
Yeah, exactly. We were bad. Now look how well-behaved one of us is. Not that one over there, Brett. Cindy, thank you so much for the guess.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
You got it. Keep those guesses coming. 888-333-B101. The two... Bad boys of the show, Brett and Bobby, have been suspended.
It's absurd.
888-333-B101. It's the impossible question. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? A couple seconds ago, we heard from Cindy. She talked about Brett getting suspended from school. The shocker was not only Brett, also yours truly, Bobby Smith. I've been suspended from school. Laura made the comment that I'm an honor society. I'm National Honor Society. I wasn't suspended. Well, my friend Kevin sent me a text that said, hey, Bobby, let Laura know I've been both suspended and I was also National Honor Society. So, boom. So, there you go. Just because you're National Honor Society, you can be suspended,
Yeah,
Laura.
We know. Kevin's cool, Bobby. That's your cool friend, Kevin.
No, Kevin is an accountant. He's not cool. Michelle, what do you think the answer is here? One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
Hi, guys. Good morning. I think it is Brett, and I think he had appendicitis.
Brett, have you ever had the dreaded appendicitis, just like one of our Joel Embiid has had?
You know, surprisingly, not.
No.
I've had a lot of stomach issues.
Oh.
But not appendicitis.
Michelle, Laura, you? I've never.
No.
No, I've been lucky enough, too. Never had. Thank you for your guess, okay?
All right, thanks. Have a good day, guys.
You too. All right, let's go to Mary. Mary, one member of the show, is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
I think it's you, Bobby.
Okay.
And I think you are the only one that ever worked in a warehouse that had a ton of mice in it.
The only one that worked in a warehouse. I told this story a long time ago, Mary. You've been listening for a long time.
I worked
in a warehouse with my sisters. We did Christmas supplies, and there were mice everywhere. And the guy fixed it by putting a snake in there. And my sisters were like, wait, what? What? I was like, yeah, they put a snake in. It cured the mice problem. But there was always snake skins all over the place in there. Mary, I love that guess, but it is not correct. All right.
All right.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you.
Sorry for grossing everybody out about the mice and the snakes.
I'm like itchy right now.
I think I don't remember the snake part. That's a little insane.
Yeah, he put a snake in there, and then eventually the snake went away, and he just had like a random cat.
Went away?
Well, he took the snake out, and then there was a cat there, and Kitty took care of all of it, as cats do so well.
That's okay.
Daniel, you're going to be our last guest this round, as Laura is freaking out that I mentioned mice and snakes over there. You get it right, you're winning $303. You get it wrong, we'll do it again at 9:10. One member of the show, the only one to have this happen to them, Daniel. What is it?
I think Kathy had chicken pox.
Kathy,
only one to have chicken pox?
Only one to have chicken pox. Brett, have you ever had chicken pox?
No.
Laura?
I never had it.
Wow. Daniel, I have also had chicken pox, so it is not correct. But thank you for releasing our HIPAA medical information. Daniel, thank you so much. All right. So that means, we'll do it again at 9:10 this morning. You guys have never had chicken pox. That just amazes me.
I don't think it exists.
Here we go.
No,
you don't think it exists?
You're going to get it now.
It is a real thing.
I think it's like a 35, 40 and up. Like if you were like a child of like the 80s and 90s, I feel like it's like, I don't know. I think if you have it now. Who gets chicken pox now?
We learn something new every day with our
I'm
Brett.
I'm not saying anything.
With
Brett
our Brett
totally
here from B101. Now you're going to get chicken pox. You sit next to Laura today, you never know what you're going to get, all right? We've learned about this
Would
recently.
Would you like some hand, foot, and mouth,
yeah,
Brett?
I don't want to hear that either.
So we'll do it again at 9:10 this morning. The impossible question, one member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? I'll tell you this. None of these guesses were really close, right?
No.
But we go back to, what was it, day one? We believe
day
it was
one.
The first day.
That's
we
pretty...
had one that we went, ooh, that's kind of in the ballpark, like we like to say. But that's about it so far. So you can always go back online, b101philly.com, listen to the previous guesses. One member of the show, the only one to have this happen to them. Impossible question. We'll do it again at 9:10. One member of the show is the only one to have had this happen to them. Who and what is it for $303? Good morning, Linda. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. And how are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Hopefully, you're doing even better than us with $303. What do you think the answer is here?
I hope I am.
All right.
My answer is, it's Laura. Uh-huh. And she was a child clown.
Laura, you were a child clown, correct?
I was. Linda, you were listening.
Yeah.
I think I told that in the beginning of this year. Yes, I was a child clown.
Linda, I got to tell you, the reason why it's incorrect is not only was Laura a child clown, she's also an adult clown. So that's why, yes.
Well, that is true. I should have said that also.
If you give her the opportunity to dress up in any way, clown, gritty, the Philly fanatic, we come up with anything you possibly, she's going to dress up.
She is a girl after my own heart.
Aww.
Let me clear you.
Love you, Linda.
I used to pick up my children from school in a different outfit every day, and they'd be so embarrassed.
Oh, you're giving...
Love that idea.
Laura's got an idea for the future.
Yes,
I do.
Yep. Exactly.
That's amazing.
Linda, have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you so very much, guys.
Take
Enjoy
care.
Your day.
Keep those guesses coming. 888-333-B101. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? One member of the show is the only one to have had this happen to them. Who and what is it? Katie, what do you think it is?
Hello. So I think it's Bobby was bitten by a penguin.
Bobby was bitten by a penguin. Katie, how did you come to this conclusion?
I don't know. I've just been listening to the show and I heard that before.
You just think like, oh, that Bobby guy, he's probably the kind of guy that'd be bit by a penguin, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like something that happened to me. Unfortunately, nope, not it, Katie. Have not been bitten by a penguin yet.
Okay. Yeah, I think they would bite you, Bobby.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you,
maybe,
Katie.
Maybe it was a lost in translation kind of thing, and it was like you got in a fight with like a penguin's fan, and the penguin's fan bit you.
Oh,
maybe. That's where my head goes.
That's where your head went. The hockey team penguins,
sure.
They got in a fight with one of their fans.
And they bit you.
And they bit me. All right.
Did you bite back?
No. Diane, you're next up here to win $303. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
I'm going to say Kathy, and had the opportunity to possibly assist or pilot some type of an aircraft, airplane, whatever, helicopter.
Got to pilot some sort of airplane, helicopter.
Aircraft.
Any of you guys had any opportunity to do any of these things?
No.
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 Of course
not.
It's not it either, Diane. Not it.
Thank you anyhow. All Thank
right.
you. I'll try again.
You got
Bye.
It. Bye. All right, Kim, you are the final guest of the day. You get it right, we're giving you $303. You get it wrong, and everybody else in the world is happy because then it's $404 tomorrow morning. All right? You got it?
All right.
All right.
All right.
One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
All right, Bobby, I apologize, but I think that at some point maybe you were arrested for something minor.
Well, this demeanor I give off here on the radio station, huh?
Something minor is when you were a child.
Okay. Oh, so I was a child. I was
younger.
Arrested as a child. Kim, what did I do?
Not child.
What did
I do? Younger.
What did I do as this bad child? What
I don't
do?
Know.
You don't
I don't know.
Know.
Maybe disorderly conduct.
Disorderly conduct.
Off the turnstile.
Stealing Swedish fish at Binkley's 5 and 10 in Medford, which I always did but never got caught. Well, the Swedish fish was rather like a penny. You just take some and, you know.
You're going to get caught now.
Yeah. Nobody knew.
No one knew. Statute of limitations. I'm safe. I'm good. Kim, contrary to popular belief, no, I've never been arrested.
Yet.
I'm good.
Yeah. Just like bit by a penguin. Yet. Have a great day.
Have a great day, guys. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, Binkley's 5 and 10. They had the little Swedish fish. Everyone used to take them.
Bobby, when you do the crime, you keep it a secret.
Well, it was 40-something years ago, Brett. I think I'm good.
Bobby, I have known you for 10 years, and I feel like I'm just getting to know you now.
Well, there's more to come, Laura. More to come. Hey, we'll be back again tomorrow with another round of the Impossible Question. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? It'll be $404 tomorrow. We had a guess early on in the first round of $101 that was the first one we went, ooh, that's actually pretty close. The rest of them, not really as close. So if you want to go back and listen to the old guesses, we always have those for you on B101Philly.com. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Brett. Kathy, the Duchess of Conshohocken, will be back tomorrow to give us a full update on everything she had to go through today. I was thinking for the clip of the day, why don't we just kind of relax a little bit? Enjoy some acoustic Harry Styles for the video he just put out. Does that sound good?
Love it.
Have a good Tuesday.